I'm currently sitting on the shitter at Coffee Bean in Century City. That's in Los Angeles, California. Now, of course, posting a podcast or an audio post from the shitter is not original in any way. I prefer to be completely honest in all of my dealings. Although, of course, I don't have to mention where I'm at all. So that's another option. But for some reason, when I'm sitting on the shitter and I'm posting an audio post, I feel the need, I feel compelled to relate where exactly I am. You know? I don't know why. Sometimes I'm just walking down the street and I do an audio post, and I don't feel like I have to tell you that I'm on the corner of 5th and Main or anything, unless that location is relevant to what I'm talking about. But for some reason, I just feel like, you know, it wouldn't be right not to tell you where I'm at. Anyway, well, let's see. It's been a tough couple of weeks, and you know, it's life and death. That's what happens, and it changes things up quite a bit. You know, you have your schedule of activities, things you do, and you know, you grew it along, and you know, if there's one thing that's not constant, or one thing that is a constant in life, it's change. You've heard that one before, and it's so true. And it especially comes to light when a family member passes on. You know, things are thrown into a turmoil for a little while. Things can return to normalcy, of course they will, but you know, things have a tendency to change. And some lives are completely transformed by a death. And that is, it happens so fast. It happens so fast. It's amazing. I mean, you know, you watch someone who's lived with someone for 30 years lose their partner. And even though it was not totally unexpected, once it happens, their life has changed just right away. And that is, there's good and bad in that. The bad is they've lost their life's love, their life's partner. The good is that they're still alive and, you know, they can go on from here and achieve great things. You know, have a happy life and do things that, I hate to say, but perhaps they were unable to do with their partner. You know, things that maybe they were able to do, but they, you know, had difficulty doing. I'm not saying that people should be alone. There is a certain freedom in being alone, though, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that when the time comes that you do lose someone that you're used to having in your life, well, when they are gone, try and look at the bright side, which is, you know, you know, besides the fact that you're still alive, you know, you've got so many things that you can so many things to live for, and not everyone, you know, it's not always so easy to see right away, you know? It's hard to tell someone that, though, when they've lost their partner, you know, that you've got so much to live for, you know, it's like, for them, it's just like, yeah, these are cliches, you know? It's so easy for other people to say, but I look at this person and I go, gosh, you know, there's so many things that you haven't tried yet. You know, for the past three years, he was taking care of his wife, you know, as she had cancer and as she was passing on. He did a wonderful thing. It was a great sacrifice as well, though. He's aged considerably in 3 years. And now he can let go.